Sinners Limit Series is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon Ben Pinchas, Ayelet Navram Foreman, Rafua Shlema, Hadassah Racha, Rachel Bas Chana Golda. We're at the very, very end, taking our three steps back. We bowed each way. We made room and space for others, which is the only path towards shalom, including the people to the left and right of us, which is why we bow both directions. And then we say Yi Ratzon. We don't want to be satisfied only with an Amida. We don't want the second. We want the Karbanos, we long for the Avoda, so we daven for the Beis HaMikdash, the Yiratzon Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, B'mehera V'yameinu. We want it speedily in our day, because every day that goes by, it's not built. Had it been standing, we would have caused its destruction. And then we daven Mesencho Kenu B'sora Secha. So we last left off, we gave one explanation. Why are we davening now for Torah? Tosfos and Baba Basra, the Tosfos and Dav Chavalv and Baba Basra, that says that the Olei Aregel, those who would go to Yerushalayim for the three regalim, Shayaroa Kedusha Gadol of Akonim Oskim Avoda, they would see this enormous groundswell of Kedusha of holiness and sanctity. The Kohanim, who were serving in the Beis HaMikdash, doing the Avoda, so they were Mechavein Libam Yosel Yerushamayim, Belilmod Torah. When a person is exposed to and sees inspiration, they're inspired. When you see work, you're inspired to work. When you see someone coming close to Hashem, you're inspired to do it. How do we do it? We're non-Kohanim. What's our Avoda? So Yiratzon that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Kohanim will be busy. The Kohanim will be occupied. They'll be doing the Avoda. But those of us, how do we draw? How do we hook on to their hotspot of inspiration? We're moved and we're inspired ourselves to find our person in Torah. And then we explain, generic. And there, in this rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, we'll do the Avoda with Yira, with a healthy awe. What kind of Yira? Not just a Yiras Onesh, but a Yiras HaRomamus. Kimei Olam Uchshanim Kadmaniyos. And then we take the last line, and that'll be our last line for the Amida. Someone suggested maybe we should have a Siyum, a Siddur Snippet Siyum for the Amida. Not a bad idea. Someone said there should be a Siyum for Siddur Snippets. I said, how do you know when you're done? We could go on forever, and likely will. He said, just like a Masechta, before a Seder and before Shas, each Masechta. So maybe Shmona Esrei, the Amida is its own unit. I don't know what that Siyum looks like. So, the Arval Hashem Minchas Yehuda V'Yushalayim, Kimei Olam, Uchshanim Kadmanios. May the offering of Yehuda and Yerushalayim be pleasant to you, like the days of old. What does this mean? This is based on a pasuk in the Navi. You should know where it comes from. We've been saying it every day, three times a day. The Navi Malachi. Why do we specify, why are we calling out in particular Yehuda? And we're calling it the Minchas Yehuda. And you got to love when Siddur Snippets and Daf Yomi come together. No coincidences. Korban Mincha, we're learning Menachos in the Daf. Why? We're learning Menachos, there's Rebbe Yehuda, but there's no Mincha of Yehuda. So what's the Mincha of Yehuda? Shevet Yehuda, they have their own Mincha. So all the Svarim and Siddur quote the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma and Shmos says that the Korban Mincha, the pasuk of the Korban Mincha says, V'nefesh ki sakriv Korban Mincha, when someone offers, when a soul brings and offers the Korban Mincha. The Gemara Menachos, don't feel bad if you don't remember it, because you're not yet up to it. Menachos daf kuf dalad. So you only have to feel bad when we're up to kuf hey, that you forgot it, kuf dalad. Ani darko lahakriv mincha. The mincha we know is the Korban, specifically of the poor person, a person who can't afford an entire animal. You know the cost of one steak. You know the cost of one piece of meat. Imagine now the cost of the whole animal. It was expensive. It was expensive during a korban. Not everyone qualified. Not everybody was able. So therefore, for those who couldn't afford, the korban mincha was the korban for an ani. And ani darko lakriv mincha. And afshe ingva korbono nefesh, even though a mincha is made from flour, oil, lavona, the mincha is not a soul. It's not a living being. It's not an animal like an animal or an oaf, a bird. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malaki ilu hikriv nefesh, sheikar a korban hu mesiras nefesh. When we offer a korban, when we're taking the life, when we slaughter that animal, we're demonstrating mesiras nefesh. It's quite literal, mesiras nefesh. We've taken a life, and it's supposed to motivate and inspire us to be moser nefesh, to be willing to give our lives, not literally our life, but our lives, to be able to be moser nefesh in our relationship with Hashem. So therefore, we say, says the Meshech Chachma, we say, V'arva Lashem Minchas Yehuda. Why? Who is the one from which tribe did we see Mesiras Nefesh? Now you got to love when Siddur snippets, Dafyomi and Parsha come together. Okay, last week's Parsha. It's already Wednesday. But last week's Parsha. Parsha's Bishalach. Who's the first to jump in the sea? Nachshon ben Aminadav. What tribe is he from? Yehuda. So much so, Tosefta and Brachos, when it wonders, Mibnei Ma Roy Yehuda Lamalchus. Why was the dynasty of the monarchy given to Yehuda? And the Tosefta there contemplates two possibilities. Maybe it was Yehuda who saved Yosef from being killed. This says it can't be that, because Yehuda still said throw him in the pit. Maybe it's Yehuda in the episode with Tamar said, Sodka Mimeni, she's more righteous than I. No, it's beautifully made an admission, but he still did something wrong. Neither of those could be the reason. The Tosefta's conclusion is, Mibnei Ma Zacha Yehuda Lamalchus, why is Yehuda the progenitor of monarchy? Tosefta concludes because Yehuda would have a grandchild named Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon ben Aminadav, when everyone else stood at the banks of that sea, and each one blamed the other, it's your fault, it's your, you jump in. You have it, that's my idea, bad idea, good idea. Must have been a big committee, they were all working on it, they were debating it, they were deflecting on it. And Nachshon ben Aminadav just quietly started walking. And in his merit, the sea split because he was Moser Nefesh. So when we think of a Shevet, a tribe, or the epitome, the symbol of Mesiras Nefesh, it's the tribe of Yehuda. And therefore, the Kavana at the end of the Amidah, we're not done yet, we got one, maybe two more. The first opinion, Meshech Chachma, the Kavana at the end of the Amidah, the last thought of the Amidah is, V'arva Lashem Minchas Yehuda, the Mesiras Nefesh of Yehuda. That's a Mincha, the Ani who doesn't bring an animal, still, even though it's a Mincha that doesn't have a Nefesh, Ma'ala Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats it, nevertheless, like it's Mesiras Nefesh. And this is a reminder, Kimei Olamach Shanim Kadmaniyos, that while it's geschmack to be a Yid, we should sing and dance that it's geschmack to be a Yid. Being a Yid also sometimes takes Mesiras Nefesh. A Mincha, the Minchas Yehuda, who is the symbol of Mesiras Nefesh.